The postcards show a man kissing another man. The copy on the cards asks, "Is this Tammy Baldwin's vision for Wisconsin?" Democrat incumbent Baldwin is openly gay. A Washington, D.C. area anti-gay group called Public Advocate of the United States mailed 20,000 of the cards to homes in the 2nd Congressional District. The cards urge the recipients to call Ron Greer and, quote, thank him for standing up to protect marriage and Wisconsin families. Ron Greer disavows any knowledge of the mail drop.
We didn't pay for it. We didn't authorize it. They didn't consult us about it. In other words, we have absolutely nothing to do with it.
Tammy Baldwin's office asked for Greer to repudiate the literature. The Republican challenger did not. Greer would only say he didn't approve of the tactic and didn't like the production value of the cards. He didn't say he didn't approve of the message. Congresswoman Baldwin would not speak on the radio in response to the postcard, nor would her campaign manager. Karen Johansson did say they asked for Ron Greer to apologize and repudiate the mailer, and he failed to do that. She says Tammy Baldwin has conducted a civil campaign and treated her challenger with respect, and he has not done the same. A Public Advocate spokesperson says the group has targeted several congressional races across the country, but the 2nd Congressional District in Wisconsin got special attention and the largest literature drop. Ron Greer says they didn't get their mailing list from him. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.